Did I imagine that in the middle of a pandemic that I would be moving to Nashville, Tennessee? Thank you. Listen, that's very kind of you to cheer for that. Because I am well aware that people from Nashville do not like Californians moving here. And hey, I get it. Me either. Let's cut it off after me. This is getting ridiculous. House prices are through the roof. Traffic is insane. This is not the Nashville I remember moving to. Learning a lot being a California girl living in the South, because it's different here. I've learned when I go to a restaurant, if I order an iced tea, it automatically comes with 3 pounds of sugar in it. Y'all call that sweet tea. We call it diabetes. Learning a lot. Very simple things. Like when I'm in Los Angeles, if I go to a store and they're like, can I help you find anything? I'm like, I'm okay. And if I'm feeling really friendly that day, I'm like, I'm okay, thanks. That's it. That's where it ends. Then I got to Nashville. I'm at TJ Maxx one day. I can hear the ladies in the row next to me. Can I help you find anything? I'm all right, but thank you so much for asking. It's my pleasure. It's a beautiful day outside. Yes, it is. But they say it's going to rain about 3 o'clock. Make sure you get home before the traffic. It's going to be a mess. Bless your heart. I was like, ooh, I don't know if I have energy for the South. I don't know how to do it. Like, who stops talking first? Then I look around the corner and neither one of them even worked there. And then somebody told me this. They were like, hey, when people say bless your heart, they can mean it in a good way or a bad way. What? Like, how you do a bad bless? And they're like, no, trust me, sometimes that's not what they mean. So now, anytime somebody tells me, bless your heart, just to be safe, I reply with, bless your heart. Yeah, I wish you would bless my heart. Bless it again, go ahead. Like the old fighting words at church, I'ma pray for you. Oh, that's funny, because I'm already praying for you. Yeah, you been on my prayer wall. About to lay hands on you too, say I won't. Learning a lot. When we first got to Nashville, we were trying to figure out what part of the city we wanted to live in. Like, where do we fit in? Where do we vibe with? Finding out this county has good schools, this county doesn't. This county believes in COVID, this county doesn't. Where do we fit? And I would tell my friends, I'd be like, hey, I want to live somewhere where I could get a lot of land. And they're like, okay, you want to head south. I'm like, okay, cool. But I also don't want my neighbor to be racist, so how far south? You know what I mean. Like, are we talking Franklin or Pulaski? Like, how far? Because when you get to the deep, deep south, it's scary. I've seen movies. I'm not trying to do that. I mean, if they have a TJ Maxx there, I will pray about it. And I'm a good neighbor. Like State Farm, I'm there. I love my neighbors. I'm the one that has everybody's phone number. And if I haven't seen you in a while, I will send you a text. Are you good? Do I need to do a welfare check? I got your back. Because I love my neighbors. Every holiday season, I'm gonna get my neighbors a gift. Not the whole neighborhood, just the houses I can see from a front window. Because I love my neighbors, as long as they love me. And I know that's not how the Bible verse goes. But that is my interpretation. This is not the New King James Version. This is a new Queen Angela version. This is Angela 5:14. Do unto me as you want to get done. That's how you say amen in my Bible. You could come to my Bible study. It's on Tuesdays. Learning a lot. One thing I learned right out the gate is allergies are a whole different beast in the South. Because when I live in Los Angeles, we don't really get all the seasons. We get summer and fire. So Zyrtec works just fine there. Then I get here, come to find out Zyrtec lost their subscription or something. It did not work. One day I went to pour the Zyrtec pill in my hand and the wind just blew it off. It was like, don't bother. It's so fun waking up every morning playing COVID or allergies. You guys know that game? Where you wake up in the morning and your sinuses are doing a weird thing. And you're like, wait a minute, hold on. Am I dying or did I have dairy? Can I taste anything? Give me some peanut butter. Can I taste? I was actually really lucky. For the first 2 years, I did not get COVID at all. And then earlier this year, she got me, little hoe. She gets around that one. At this point, I know more people who have had it than who have not had it. I know people who have had it with no symptoms whatsoever. And I know people personally who have passed away from it. So my heart goes out to anybody here who has lost somebody from COVID. I've been tested for it many times. And the first time I got tested, my friends tried to warn me about it. They were like, yo, it's intense. And it actually wasn't that bad. Probably because they let me do it myself. Yeah, they gave me the Q-tip. And they're like, okay, you want to go all the way in your sinuses? And I was like, okay. Sure. How about I just put it in my nostril and I wiggle it a lot? Can you test boogers? I'll give you some of those. The second time I got COVID tested, the nurse did it. And he went all the way up in there to where like my eyelids started closing. I was like, whoa, you're manually closing my eyelid. He's like, it's not that far up there. I was like, nah, bro, you're in my brain. Like, you're giving basic commands at this point. Like, if I punch you, it's not my fault. You did it. He's like, well, I'm sorry. I was like, no, don't apologize. Just while you're up there, do you mind scraping out some of my childhood trauma? That'd be great. Imagine if that was a real option. Get your childhood trauma scraped out with a COVID test. You'd catch me at the CVS pharmacy drive-thru like once a week. They're like, can we help you? Hi, I'm here for my COVID test. Also, when I was 8, my mom forgot me at the store. Another thing I've learned living in the South is the bugs are bigger. Y'all got some Nashville Geographic stuff happening here. Like in California, we have bugs, but our bugs are cute. Then I get to Nashville. I went to get in my shower one morning. There was a spider in my shower. Now this spider was so big, I thought I was interrupting him. I did. I went to open the shower curtain. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know anybody was in here. My bad. He was big and he was furry too. Yeah, I didn't know if I should brush it or smush it. I didn't know. He was so furry, he had dander. Ew. I need my Zyrtec pill just for the spider dander. I was like, sir, the Head and Shoulders is right there. Help yourself. If I ever have to kill a spider that big, I am morally conflicted. Because at that point, that's a pet. Put a collar on that thing, that's Bubba. Bubba had plans that day. He was just getting started, he's in the shower. That's messed up. If you ever have to kill a spider that big, you could hear the crunch. And if you hear the crunch, you know that thing had a soul. That's messed up. I used to kill any spider or bug that was around me because I don't like bugs at all. But over the past couple of years, I have this newfound respect for nature and insects. So now, if I ever see a spider in my house, what I like to do is scoop it up in a container, take it outside, throw it in a bush, and then immediately go like this. But if I'm left with no choice and I have to kill a spider, I now like to start with an apology. Listen, sir. I know you weren't expecting this today. I'll be honest, neither was I. Truth is, I don't know you. You could be poisonous and you could kill me. So at this point, it's either me or you. And I have chosen you.